before has the world come across four men more willing to share their collective knowledge and wisdom for nothing in return. They'll deliver it to you with such style and class and make Samuel L. Jackson look more like your snotty-nosed cousin who still wets the bed.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
Why am I saying incredibly wonderful things about these men? Well, I have a terrible, terrible gambling habit and I owe them a lot of money. It'll be epic.
Something special is about to happen.
It'll be brave.
No fear, no hesitation.
It'll be perfect in every way possible.
Are you kidding me?
Rangers. Pete, Muffy and Joe, coming to you in all its pre-recorded glory from the capital of Australia. This is The Sports Trench.
Yes, episode 141 of The Sports Trench is here. Welcome, everyone. We're glad to be back 3 weeks in a row, cashing those checks. Foolsy, how are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful, thanks, mate.
That's good.
Very Olympic.
Very Olympic.
Very Olympic.
Really? Yeah. I don't think anyone's ever described you as Olympic.
Oh, look, not in like skills or athleticism, just in attitude.
Oh, attitude.
Just in attitude.
Just attitude. Well, yeah. That's good. What's been happening this week, mate?
Oh, mate, you know, this and that, just working hard for the money.
That's an unlikely story.
Nah, that's true. What else has been happening? Oh,
how's your 75-inch TV? You gone blind yet?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's the best thing I've ever done.
I think we convinced one of our listeners, shout out to Matt, to buy a 75-inch TV.
Actually?
Just based on our 4-hour discussion at the start of the show last week.
Yeah, worth it. Worth it. 100% worth it. Head down to JB. You can get them for under $2,000 and it'll just be the best money you've spent in your life.
Hashtag, do they want to sponsor us if we're going to get them $2,000?
What?
Do they want to sponsor us? JB, you've just given them a shout out.
Oh, yeah, nah, they're not. They're probably not doing that.
No,
I think
right,
they're higher brow.
Than us.
Yeah.
They're higher brow than us.
Yeah.
I do not think
JB
Hi-Fi is more highbrow than us.
Well, once you see my TV, you might disagree.
Don't think their customer base is more highbrow.
Oh, shots fired at half of Australia. Caught that. Yeah. Hey, look, beautiful sunrise in Queanbeyan this morning as I was driving in. It was just gorgeous. Gorgeous little place you have out here, guys.
All right, good, thanks. All right, speaking of Queanbeyan, Muffy, how are you?
Speaking of gorgeous morning, Peter.
No, morning, that's not what I was saying at all.
Sorry, I was...
that is an incorrect... Given the photo we could take right now, it's a rich tapestry.
I definitely need a haircut.
Nah.
Yeah, only if we knew somebody.
You probably
Pete.
Also need 3 more hours of sleep. Yeah, look, only if we did know someone who could help us out. Hashtag unofficial sponsor.
Unofficial sponsor. Yes, I haven't seen the unofficial sponsor for a while because moving jobs now, being in the city, it's just tough to get to...
It's not that tough.
Well, when you're as diligent as a worker as I am, Pete, it is tough.
Look, I reckon you could probably have a 2-hour lunch one day.
What's the nice?
Hop on the bus.
Integrity. Integrity gets the better of me, Pete. I can't do that.
Yes, you can. You just have a 2-hour lunch and put on your sheet that you had a 2-hour lunch. Like...
Yeah, but then I got to stay back.
Yeah.
Just go to work
earlier. Just grow a man bun. They look good.
Look, this is
everyone
not difficult. How is this difficult? Just go to work earlier.
Well, I need a haircut today, so can I leave now to go to work earlier?
I think subconscious is drawing you to grow a man bun. From what I'm gathering from this.
Speaking of mental pictures, looking at you, there's no way in the world that I...
Oh, stop it. Like,
I think you look quite lovely.
I look gorgeous,
I think you could, like I said, as far as man buns go, I think you're doing okay.
Yeah.
But it's a man bun.
Yeah, nah, it's good. I think that was your point, right?
I would enjoy Muffy with a man bun.
It would look great.
It would look so bad.
Nah, trust me, they suit everyone.
I could use my Photoshop skills just to see what it looks like.
Just to put one on?
Yeah.
Like
I'll take a photo of Foolsies and I'll just put Foolsies man bun.
Take a photo
on my melon.
Zlatan or whatever.
another legend.
Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, and just put his head on yours. Just permanently. Anyway, I'm good as well, boys.
Are you though?
Yeah.
You look like you've been shot.
is this just shots fired because I had a dig at you to start here?
No. It looks like, you know, Pete was walking along and all of a sudden he got sniped and he's just hobbling everywhere.
Oh, no.
He's not fine at all. He's he's not a happy bear today.
Look, I am hard triggered at the moment. No. So bit of the old gout leg.
Oh, what's God.
Yeah. Not again.
Yeah, hard triggered.
Got a bit of palsy in the knee, yeah, Pete.
That'll get... Oh, God. No, let's not do that. We're not doing that.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what you've got.
No,
I'm trying to
I've
diagnose
told you what
you.
I've got. I've diagnosed it. It's gout.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%. It's old gout leg.
Have you been in contact over the last month with anyone who's been to Africa? Because it could be Ebola.
I have, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, we're onto something here.
What's the symptoms of Zika?
I think you'd...
Hobbling. That's it.
Hobbling in the right leg.
Don't have any children or get pregnant within the next couple of months. Mm,
that's too late.
Because you could have... Oh, no.
I've died.
Oh, no. That kid is hard Zika'd.
I've got two. Anyway. Right, okay, what have we got today? We've got round 20 review, the round 21 preview. We're going to talk some Supercoach, hopefully we get to that, because it's coming into finals time. We've got one more round, and we need to know where Muffy and I are at. Which is
really? Actually, one more?
Well, one more before finals.
Where?
I think it was a really high-scoring round last week, and I think I still lost, even by getting huge points. But anyway.
Oh, good. Excellent chat. Thanks for that.
Still spoiler rubbish. Alert. Still anyway, rubbish, good. Everybody.
But before all that, let's maybe do the news.
The good, the bad, and the...
Barretts.
From the trenches.
Multiple.
Plural.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Because I think he's got multiple personalities, to be honest.
I'm curious to hear how this plays out. Go on. Good.
Go on. Trent Barrett, boys, has come out and said he is partially responsible for building Manly to what they are right now this season. What are our thoughts on this, lads?
I want whatever he's smoking, because that's some good quality stuff, right?
Well,
there.
Last year they were 15th with Trent, and this year they are currently sitting in 5th. With a few rounds to go.
So let's just think about this logically. Who did he add to the team last year that wasn't already there the year before? Who did he add?
One of his main selling points was Curtis Sironen. He added Curtis Sironen and made him into a first grade player.
No, he didn't. Curtis Sironen was already a first grade player before he went to Manly.
On the fringe. I kind of understand the argument a little bit, but I don't know if he made him a first grade player. I think he just put him in first grade.
He put him in first grade and he was injured.
Was it him who originally brought up the Trbojeviches, though?
He also brought in Sully.
No, that's pretty bad. But
was it him that recruited Cliffy Lyons? Is that what he's saying? Like, he started the whole thing?
Yeah, he started the whole place.
Bob Fulton, he was part of that.
Yeah. He got Bob Fulton.
It's hard to argue.
He was speaking there for 2 years, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And 1 year they went all right. They made the finals the first year.
They did.
Yeah, I reckon they did.
No, I don't think they did. I think you're making stuff up.
How can he say that? He's just kidding himself, isn't he?
Bob Fulton and Bob Fulton's either niece or something who works for the club.
Fiona Fulton.
Is that who it is?
No, I don't know. It just sounded all right.
He sounded very confident in that. I thought I believed
Fifi.
That. I don't think it is, but you're a dick. They've come out and basically blasted Barrett for this take on things. My personal opinion is he's angling for his next job.
Why? Why is it so...
by putting something out there that everyone just goes, get your hand off it, mate.
No, he was trying to do it and sneak it by the keeper and see if anyone paid any attention.
It's not, is it that bad? Like, everyone's partially responsible for something, you know what I mean?
Like, you're partially responsible for, you know, the government of the day.
Exactly.
Being
unsuccessful
in delivering, you know, programs
I'm
to
not
people.
Touching
but
that
on the,
with
on the other,
temple pole, but
on the other hand, you're partially responsible for some things, but totally irresponsible in other things.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a good point.
Look, you're not going to touch that with Denver Pop?
No, I'm
based
not.
On,
nah,
based
I'm
on what's happened.
No, thank you, Peter. I shall abstain from comment.
This is not a political show,
yeah,
Pete.
Far out.
Well, you know, someone...
Keep your lefty views elsewhere.
Someone recently did not get their job based on their social media presence.
Didn't the chick who got fired?
Yeah, part of immigration.
Mm. I mean, she's a bit of an idiot, right?
Correct.
No employer likes you trashing them. Like, correct, whether you work for the government or the fine establishment of JB Hi-Fi, like, you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Oh, of course. Like social media isn't a right for you just to turn around and voice your opinions everywhere.
No.
Like, it's what is socially acceptable. And would you, you know, go out and just go talking on the street about these things to every Tom, Dick, and Harry?
Yeah.
And, you know,
I definitely would marry. Maybe to
Shauna. Let's go with that. Yeah. I don't even know what else to come up with. I don't know what
Megan,
the theme
Megan, Mary, and Shauna.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to go. Tom, Dick, and Harry, like, just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, because I think that they're really common names. Yeah. Megan, Mary, and Shauna.
Yeah, Shauna's
not. How many Dicks and Harrys have you met? I met a lot of Dicks, actually. But Harrys.
Oh, and there's a fair few Harrys. Like, it's been a bit of a resurgent, that name, in the last, like, 10, 15. Yeah, like,
because of the Prince guy.
Well, there's heaps of kids. I reckon there's heaps of kids called. Heaps of kids called Harry and Harrison.
Harry Styles.
Harry's just heaps of them.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I know too much about One Direction.
This,
this has got off topic. Anyway, that has a tendency all to right happen.
Got our song for the end of the end of the episode. Thank you, Pete.
Fulzy once rung in to the Sports Trench and sung that song.
Yeah, I did. That was good.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was actually for the listeners when we went... when we go to the basketball carnival every year.
I feel like this is, we're derailing whatever we're talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Anyway, we were talking about football. Yeah, we like it. It's really good. Trent Barrett's a fool, basically.
Yeah,
I don't think he is responsible for this current Manly resurgence. You did nothing with the same squad. So, basically, you're the problem. Good chat. All right, let's move on then, shall we, to some Ward 4.
Oh, hang on.
Where else was I going with that? We were derailed for like 10 minutes. I was going nowhere else.
Back on the rails. Here we go.
Messy me, that could have put him in Ward 4.
The Sports Trenches.
I hope not, Bill. That's a maternity ward.
Ward 4.
What else were you doing there? I'm very confused.
Nothing.
Yeah, they say you were doing nothing.
I was admiring the sunset.
Oh, sunset. God, it's gorgeous. Look at that.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Look at those colours.
Yeah, it's...
God's country out here.
All right. Anyway, Paul Vaughan, guys, I don't know if you saw this one. He dislocated his finger. The NRL physio had a picture of it. Do you want to see it?
No, thanks.
It's pretty disgusting.
Oh, he's got twisty fingers.
Yeah, it's not real good. Did that, you know, made a try saver on Clint Gutherson whilst that was happening, so that was pretty impressive. Nathan Brown, he has an ankle injury and could be out for some time.
Just not his year this year, is it, poor old Nate?
Can't stay on the field. Speaking of poor old people, Christian Welch, ACL rupture, and that's his second one in 3 years, and potentially going to cost him another grand final appearance. It cost
that
him 2017
sucks.
And when they won, and it potentially is going to cost him another grand final appearance, and based on the way they've played this year, you would think they'd be pretty close to, you know, winning the comp.
And he was absolutely borderline rep player at the end of the year. Like, he's had a phenomenal season.
Yeah, so. And the Eels were chasing him hard, trying to give him a contract. So he's activated a clause to go to stay at Melbourne for one more year now. But you've got to stay at Melbourne for one more year when you probably could have been getting, you know, big dollars to go somewhere else.
When you're hitting your straps.
Well, yeah, exactly. You play well. So that's unfortunate for him. Mm. Andrew McCulloch, he got a burner during the game. So he'll possibly be out for one to 3 weeks. Tom Dearden also left with a leg injury. Cody Nikorima, he got an ankle injury, so he'll be out for some time. Carl Lawton injured his shoulder. He's going to be out. Jerome Luai, Fulzy. Just 6 minutes, and then he got a poke in the eye from Dylan Napa.
Yeah, that's a shock. Dylan's usually such a sensible, careful tackler. I just couldn't believe it.
Kurt Mann, he came off after the night for the Knights after the Seagulls game. Damian Cook also had an elbow injury, but he'll probably be fine to go this week. Tohu Harris looks like he might be done for the year. It looks like his foot is not healing as expected. Kieran Foran is still out at the moment with that hamstring injury. Right.
We keep getting named on the reserves every week.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not sure if that's 100% accurate or not.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, naming the team is Dean Pay, so I wouldn't read too much.
Shannon Boyd, the impact player at the Titans that he's been this year on the big money he's on. He's got a shoulder injury. He's out 4 to 6 months with surgery.
on the shoulder.
Has he not been playing?
You wouldn't notice, would you?
No.
Not particularly, not with that Titans squad. But anyway, poor old Titans. They're the foolsy of the NRL.
Oh, come on, mate. That's uncalled for.
That was easy. That was right there. Had to hit that out of the park. Anyway, let's move on to the round 20 review, shall we?
The Sports Trench.
Thank you, madam. Thursday, 1 August, Tigers 28 defeating the Cowboys 4.
Yeah.
Couldn't read my own writing.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. All you need to know is it was a pretty easy win for the Tigers and the Cowboys were never really in it. And that's what 65% completion rate will do for you, even despite having more possession. Luke Brooks continues to come into his own this year. I never really bought into the hype, but he's starting to look really good, and he was solid again in this game.
I still don't buy into the hype.
He's not the superstar that everyone was talking about, but he's not the worst halfback in the NRL anymore.
You know what I compare him to? I reckon he's a poor man's Mitchell Pearce.
I reckon he's a poor man's James Maloney.
Fair. I think he's a poor man's Mitchell Pearce in that he just, if he gets to that next level, he's going to be horrendous.
Oh, I don't think he's ever going to get there, but I think he was just, long time, I didn't think he was a first grade quality player. And now he's like, I think he's playing well.
Do we put that down, though, to Benji's influence as well?
Because, oh, quite possibly.
Like, Benji's been really good when you had Moses and Brooks in that side. That side never, ever sort of put
together. Yeah.
Now, Brooks is only 24, but you're 24 and you've been in first grade 6 years probably now.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, no, look, fair enough. I just wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. Chime in when you need to.
Yeah,
this is all of our show, mate. Yeah, so right, not no, just good. Me. Tigers keep their finals dream alive, but Cowboys now, despite the mathematical possibility you would think, are surely done.
Yeah, the Cowboys would have to go on a pretty epic run, and they've got a pretty two, I think, really tough games that I think they won't get away with. So Tigers are a chance, but they've also got a semi tough run.
Yeah, again, like the Tigers, I think realistically have to probably win. You know, probably only lose maybe one out of their next. What are they? How many games have they got? Five games to go.
Yeah, they could probably drop two, but. You know, they play the Mighty Bulldogs this week, so they're probably going to get a loss.
Yeah, they'll drop that.
After the three of their last five games, the Bulldogs have won.
I know. And Bulldogs beat them this year already. That's one of the Bulldogs' four wins is against these clowns.
And
five wins.
Collected
what have we got?
8 points out of the last possible, because they had a bye in there, but out of their last possible six matches, 8 points they've collected. Anyway, that's just a stat for you about the Bulldogs, Muffy. I knew you'd be excited by that. Look, I think the Tigers potentially can make it, but they've got to go on a run. Anyway, moving on, Friday 2 August, Raiders 46 defeating the Warriors 12. Muffy, in a game we sat and watched. Oh, my music's back. At least you got that right.
Speaking about being excited, Pete.
What about me?
All right, let's talk it. Wow. I mean, this is encouraging for Raiders fans. They need
putting a team to the sword.
Well, and then
that they should put to the sword.
Across the ditch, team to the sword. Traditionally, you know, they probably haven't done that in New Zealand before. And yeah, they were on the whole line. Like they scored. Soliola scored. Started again off the bench. Scored in like the first 10 minutes, and then it was just consistently scoring tries. I think they scored 4 in the first half, 4 in the second half, and it was impressive. The Warriors. They were their own worst enemy. There was some horrible defending in this game, and yes, okay, the last try that the Raiders scored, if I was Stephen Kearney, I'd be pretty upset.
You are Stephen, not Kearney.
I'd be pretty upset before that happened, but I would be livid with the effort or the lack of effort that was shown, particularly by my captain.
Harris DeVita?
Particularly by my captain, Tuivasa-Sheck, who literally just stood there and just allowed...
Just swung an arm out. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
And he allowed Jack White and just to literally just brush past him and sort of... Yeah, that was it. There wasn't a lot to say in this game apart from it was just total domination by the Raiders. How many try scorers did they have?
They look good. I'm very concerned now because I'm almost on the edge of excitement, and that's not good because then my heart gets broken.
They're, they're one of four teams who can win this.
The chat is they're one of South,
and we'll get to that.
That's right.
We'll be right there. But
there's one of three teams. Everyone's sort of, I think South are going by the wayside in people's predictions.
I'm keeping faith.
The Raiders are up there, but. I think the biggest headache that the Raiders will have in the coming weeks is what do they do? Like, Bailey Simonson playing extremely well.
He's out.
Michael Oldfield playing well.
He's out.
Clearly they're out. But the thing is, that's the other thing I think it's that the Raiders haven't done previously is, yes, they've had plenty of injuries throughout every season. That's just been the MO of the Raiders. But
have they
the players that have actually come in have just... And again, I wouldn't have thought that Michael Oldfield and Bailey Simonson would have classed as quality depth in a team, but they've done extremely well.
Yeah, look, and if I was a club looking for some depth or even Simonson, who came from the Bulldogs, didn't he?
Well,
I thought he came from you guys.
Maybe. I think he was always... I thought he was always a Raiders junior, because didn't his dad had something to do with the club
I'll have to investigate.
But yeah, he's only a young kid who's done pretty well.
Yeah, right. Anyway, look, Raiders are good, but I'm now on the edge of, if I make a commitment to them, they're going to break my heart, and then I'm just going to be sad again for the next 5 years. Anyway.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. But look, very exciting times for Raiders and Raiders fans everywhere. Mm. Friday, 2 August, Storms 40 defeating the Broncos 4. Foolsy.
What a statement by Melbourne up there in Brisbane.
This should have been 60.
Like, yeah, it should have. They missed too many kicks and stuff, but they were absolutely dominant. The Broncos only really got a late consolation try. Storm had 58% of possession, 10 line breaks to 1, 1,988 metres, which was nearly 900 more than Brisbane. The back five for Melbourne, it seems whoever they throw in there are just phenomenal. Smith was his usual self. The forwards were amazing, particularly Kenny Bromwich. He was probably the pick for me. He's having a great year, showing that position, whoever sort of slots in for Melbourne, comes in and dominates. And the Storm, my takeaway is they mean business heading into the back end of the year.
Ooh.
But so do all the other three contenders based on this.
Yeah,
round.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Storm were dominant in this game. It was very depressing that Brisbane scored that try because I had a same game multi, which was under 43.5. So classic loss by half a point.
And Cameron Smith kept you in it with his kicking.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that the Storm couldn't put them away and score like 8 more tries than they should have. Not much more you can say. They were dominant and... the Broncos, it was pretty disappointing when your season's on the line and you put in an effort like that after probably playing a decent sort of 4 weeks of football before that. And then, just to capitulate to the top side, which is understandable. Seibold came out and said, these young guys don't know how to get it done when it's tough. Mm. Which Paul Kent called out and said, oh, well, you sacked all the senior players. He got rid of the disgruntled players that were probably causing an issue for him.
Yeah.
And he wanted the young guys to blood. And he knew he was going to go through this year.
Yeah. I think give him time. Next year, he's got to deliver a bit more.
Oh, of course. Like, I think if they don't make a step next year, then he's going to be under some pressure.
Mm. But he's also, he's had to deal with some nonsense. Like, Darry B on big money. McCullough is probably not what you want there. You can't really get rid of him because he's a club favourite, captain, all that kind of stuff. So we'll see next year. But yeah, Melbourne.
Is that the official?
That's statement? My official. And you know what? They could get more dangerous because Solomone Kata is sitting there in reserves.
He's not going to play.
He's not coming.
The way they get him to play sensibly.
The way Ollum's been playing. Like, you've still got Curtis Scott as well, who hasn't been back in the side.
Curtis Scott doesn't play Melbourne Storm football, and he didn't that last game where he just was refusing to pass and going for himself on tries. And
yeah, but Ollum does the same thing. Like, Ollum just ran over people. It's just that he was a big body. Like,
but Ollum will throw the ball if there's someone.
Will Chambers doesn't
position.
Throw the ball.
Yeah,
he doesn't play Melbourne Storm football.
Nah,
he usually kicks
it
dead.
Yeah.
Anyway,
speaking of
Will Chambers,
you go. Jaw
very
battle.
Very exciting. So to start the weekend, it was 5 tries to Will Chambers and 3 to Brett Morris.
Yeah.
So just fill everyone in. There's an end of season bet for most try scorers. Mm. And what is the bet again?
Wings this time?
Wings.
Nah, I can't remember.
A kilo of wings?
Yeah, a kilo of wings, surely.
Kilo of wings. Okay, fine.
That's cheap.
Do I get in on this somehow?
Like, nah,
if Pete wins, I also share in the wings.
Nah,
if Fulzy wins, I get his TV.
Yeah, whoa. If Fulzy wins, you get his TV. So Fulzy loses twice. And then Brett Morris scored 3 tries to Will Chambers 0 after I gave you an offer to start again, which you didn't take, which was probably smart.
What? How would have starting again benefited me?
I just said it was smart.
You would have been 3-0 down
instead of 1 down. So it was smart not to take that offer. I'm now 1 in front because Brett Morris got 3 tries.
Nah, you're in trouble.
No, I am not.
Will's got a few big
Will
games.
Will scored 0 tries in a 40-point
round 23, Gold Coast Titans at Amy Park. Will will score 12 tries.
Dear Lord, the Storms did put on a clinic last time they played them a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, all right, moving on then. Saturday, 3 August, Seagulls 30, defeating the Knights 6. Not much to say about the Knights in this game, boys. This was pretty poor. From them, it look 8-6 at the break at halftime, and they were in the fight. And then second half, they just fell away, and it was all Seagulls. Ruben Garrick getting a double, great kicker as well. Ruben, he's phenomenal. The forwards got in on the act. Joel Thompson, Marty Tapau, they both got tries. Like if you're getting tries like from those guys, you're pretty soft on your defense, on your edges and through the middle, and that's basically where they're at the moment. Possession-wise, the Seagulls dominated 55%, 73% completion, though, so they gave them opportunities to have the football. The Knights just couldn't put it together. 37 missed tackles, that'll probably do you, pretty much. Knights are in big, big trouble, sitting down 11th at the moment, and they're only 1 win out of the 8, and they've got a better for and against than some of those other teams above them, but they've also got a horrendous run over the next couple of weeks, so... if I'm a Knights fan, I'd be very worried.
I think they'll still get there. I reckon they'll be bottom.
Shout
of the
out
eight.
To Chris Barry. I think Chris Barry's a Knights fan.
I think he might be, yes, and I think he would be concerned.
We'll see. Are you concerned, Chris? Let us know.
Just let us know you're okay. Just haven't heard for a bit.
He liked to post the other day.
Oh, so he's back. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's
probably never gone.
No, he never went anywhere. Oh. We did. We disappeared for a month. That's he probably right. couldn't, you know, turn that around he's on us.
Worried sick. Anyway, we digress.
Saturday, 3 August, Bulldogs 16 defeating the Panthers 8. Muffy in the game you tipped and you picked this.
And everyone said, why would you tip that? Because champions.
Champions this year.
Fools.
Bulldogs are talking finals at the moment.
Oh, well, that's just ridiculous.
They are.
Well, they've met up with Trent, haven't they?
they've been in the back of a van somewhere, haven't they?
Yeah.
I would take Trent Barrett over Dean Pay as my coach, to be honest.
Well, desperate times, yes.
No.
What?
No.
Well, maybe Ooh. It's taken this long, but Dean Pay's finally getting some results. I don't know. I don't know whether it's a flash in the pan, whether it's a pose. Anyway, this game... It was Aiden Tolman's 200th game for the club, and as part of that celebration, he got put in the bin for 10 minutes. I suppose it was technically a personal professional foul, but I thought it was pretty soft. Fulzy, mate, I would be very worried about this team.
I was never in need to be worried because I never believed, Steve.
Not even
in classic Raiders fan symptoms. Yeah.
7 wins in a row, you weren't sort of going, oh, here we go.
Not to be an actual contender. Maybe it was like finals and then one and done.
Pretty much the Panthers were ahead in every single stat in this game, barring the scoreline. They had much more possession. Their completion rates were a lot higher. Their errors were lower, their missed tackles were lower, surprisingly, which they only had 20 missed tackles for the whole game, which is actually pretty decent. But the Bulldogs, even playing with 12 men for 10 minutes just before the half, the Panthers pressured them, and the Bulldogs just kept on. One, the Bulldogs were giving away more penalties just to try and get their get some energy back in the tank, but their goal line defense was great. Their scrambling defense was even better. And again, Bulldogs attack is always a little bit disjointed, but some individual brilliance from guys like Nick Meaney, who played really well, and Remy Smith got over the line. Jack Coggers seemed to be playing well in that halves. Lachlan Lewis is, you know, putting up a bomb every single kick, which he probably needs to sort of refine that a little bit. Not every situation needs a massive bomb. Yes, he can do them.
Every situation does.
Yeah.
Everything in your life needs a massive, but, you know, bomb kick.
So, yeah, for the Bulldogs, good win. Happy. They're now 4 points clear of the Wooden Spoon. And I think they're only...
They're 3 wins out of the 8, mate.
Yeah.
They're talking finals.
And I think they're only, for and against, they're only about 8 points behind the Dragons. So they could actually even leapfrog the Dragons if they win.
Did you mean 80 points?
No, only 8, I think.
Well, you're very wrong.
They're for and against, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Their differences.
Yeah.
Against the Dragons.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm wrong.
They're 64 points, but that's okay. I'm definitely wrong.
I think it's closer than that.
Minus 176 to minus 112, but no, yeah, you're right.
No,
176.
You're looking at last week's ladder.
Bad.
No. That's this week's letter, and your 16-8 wouldn't have helped the for and against. Like,
oh, no, yes, it does.
Yeah, 8 points.
Factually, it does.
You are a moron.
That's 100% true.
I love 100% fact.
I love you just making up stats. Yeah, the Bulldogs, look, 3 out of their last 5, like I said. They've won. That's pretty big. Panthers, like, I'm disappointed. Their attack was really poor in this.
The
attack was poor. Like, you had more ball, more chances, and you couldn't get over the line, particularly against 12 men. Like, that's a directionless side when your attack can't get over like that. And they have to do something different. You can't just keep going with the same thing. Or, you know what's happened now is they go, Jimmy, save us. And teams are like, well, Jimmy can't save you. We're going to put pressure now. And what the heck's Nathan doing?
There's only two dynamic players in the team who can make something of nothing, and that's Kikau and Maloney. I think, yeah, they were rocks and diamonds, but I think probably Penrith underestimated replacing guys who can kind of make something happen, like Merrin, who had the offload. Cartwright, I know he was absolute rocks terrible. And diamonds, but he can make something happen occasionally. Peachy, absolute rocks and diamonds, but he can make something happen.
They tried to keep Peachy, but they didn't have the money at the time.
But you replace them with guys who are very solid players, for sure. Like, but they just can't make things happen like those guys could.
Yeah, look, my biggest problem is that Dylan Edwards is not a good fullback. He might have replaced, and speaking of which, we've got the game coming up, Alex Johnston, like, who has been very good this year.
Mm.
Like, 2 years ago, we were like, Jack White and Alex Johnston were the two worst fullbacks in the league. Like, that's just, I think Dylan Edwards might be the worst fullback in the league.
Oh, he'd be in that conversation without a
doubt.
Drops
too many balls, doesn't really have an effect as a ball player or, you know, doesn't have really that spark that you want as your fullback.
Yeah, and that was the whole point in having him, I guess, there over DWZ, because DWZ is a much better runner of the football.
Yeah.
He just doesn't really chime into the attack very often. No. That was supposed to be Edwards, but he's not doing it.
No. Speaking of which, DWZ was quite good in this game.
Oh, he's a very good player. He's just, I don't know, he's not like a...
He's not a superstar.
Yeah.
He's not a fullback, I don't think, either. But he was very good in this game and outpointed his opponent. Anyway, Saturday 3, August, Sharks 39, defeating the Rabbitohs 24. Foolsy, you called it last week.
Yeah, pretenders.
I don't think they are pretenders. This was a full Sharks outfit with Wade Graham back. And this side, when they had Wade Graham, we were talking about a side being a dangerous contender.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you would expected of this Sharks team. And without Wade Graham for like the last 5 weeks, we've been like, oh, this Sharks team sucks. Soon as he steps back in, they've absolutely been dominant. They still let in 24 points, though, for the Rabbitohs, which is, you know, probably not good enough. And I'm big on Alex Johnston coming back for the Rabbitohs. He comes back, and I think that's going to make a big difference. I don't think Dewey is the answer at the back there. He's been solid to fill in and stuff like that. But I think they desperately need Johnston back.
Well, I think they would love to have him back. I mean, they've tried a few different people at that fullback position since Greg left at the very start of the year. But like Corey Allen, I thought he would have been quite good as a young player, but it just wasn't quite, he wasn't quite there yet. But he's been playing fullback in reserve grade. So I think long term, they might be looking at him as fullback, but obviously this year.
Yeah, look, this he's year, had a few goes, but yeah, yeah.
It's just a bit much. It's just a bit much for him, I think, at the moment. Like,
yeah, well, the Rabbitohs had 65% completion rate. That's going to hurt you in a game. The Sharks completed 83%. Like, you know, you up that another 10% and you're probably in the football game and it's not a 39-24 scoreline.
Mm.
Sammy Burgess came back, tried to knock Moylan out. Only got a fine for that this week.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I think they looked at the earlier incident in the game where he, was it him? I think he caught one on the chops or someone caught one on the chops. Did nothing about it. No one reported it. And they're like, oh, well, you know, tit for tat. We're just going to let that go. But it shouldn't have been.
Mm.
But that's what I think's happened in this case. You know, they've gone, oh, well, Sammy B copped a big punch in the face and we did nothing about that.
Like, oh, he's just done it so many times.
Yeah, there's talk that the Rabbitohs are sick of it. Like, you know what? Wayne Bennett wouldn't give a crap about that, to be honest. He'd be like, well, yeah, he's out this week, but you know what? I love his aggression. I love how he plays and he's making us better. And
that's fine. But he needs to be out for the week or two.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree.
Or longer to cut that rubbish out.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's not going to cut that rubbish out. They're Burgess. None of them do. Anyway, not much else to say on that game. We'll move on. We've been talking a lot. Sunday, 4 August, Roosters 58 defeating the Titans 6. What can you say about this other than this was an absolute cakewalk?
This is a great game to watch.
Yeah, it was very entertaining. Like, the Roosters were entertaining from when they scored the first try in the 5th minute to when they scored the last one in the 80th minute. Like, they were just on. And it was outrageous. The Titans got a consolation in the second half in the 66th minute. Riley Jacks scored that to get them the 6 points. But this was the Teddy show. James Tedesco was outrageously good in this game.
Yeah, and I didn't captain him. I thought about it.
I had him as captain, and I switched last minute because my opponent had matched me and I needed a win, so yeah, I went to Latrell.
Me too.
And then my opponent switched to Latrell, the bastard. Oh. And he saw my move like 2 minutes before kickoff. I was like, you bastard. Oh. So when I logged back in, I sent him a message straight away. I was not real happy with
Latrell
it.
Did okay though, didn't he?
But
he didn't
he had 110 or 100 something.
And what, like, did he get like
155? Yeah. So I'm like, you know.
So it's, yeah, that's 100 extra points as captain. So.
Yeah, anyway. So it wasn't the best. Brett Morris got a hat-trick, Fulzy. I know you're excited about that. Scored him on the trot too. It was an actual
20-minute hat trick or something like that.
It was from the 8th minute to the 21st minute. Yeah, he had a 13-minute hat trick. That's good.
And they were good tries too. They weren't just like, you know, he finished them off really well.
Yeah. No.
And that put him into he's over 150 tries for his career.
Yeah.
And that puts him into the top 10 try scorers of all time.
Wow. Mm. There you go.
Anyway, other than that, Latrell Mitchell was good in this game, and this is exactly the kind of game the Roosters needed. They did, they had those like 4 losses in a row earlier on in the year when they were dealing with a lot of injuries and things like that. But look, they're a different squad coming in the back end of the year. I really liked Virils?
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, as the hooker. He got a try.
Yeah.
He's been really, really good, and he's filled in, and that's opened up Victor Radley to do what he does best, and that's absolutely dominate people in the middle of the field and back up and all those things that Victor Radley's really good at. Mm.
Yeah, and more importantly, obviously, for the Roosters, for and against, they came into this game sitting in third and the Raiders were in second, but due to a really, obviously, what did they get, 54 points or 52 points on their for and against, they managed to leapfrog. But this is what, obviously, you know, this is what teams are looking at now, you know, being in the top 4 is pretty tight, so finishing second over finishing third is probably a big advantage. So, it's the Roosters did everything they needed
to do. Well, considering that's a home game, you know, for you.
And I think the bottom two of the top 8 will probably be vastly worse than the 5 and 6. So, I think finishing top 2... Oh, no, we don't play that system anymore, do we?
No, you do one. You do. But, I mean, you get a second tip, but, yeah.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Sorry.
It's all right. We haven't, about me. We haven't done that system for about 8 years.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the last game of the round. Sunday, 4 August. Eels 12 defeating the Dragoons 4. Fulzy.
Despite how thrilling this game was, I'll try to keep it brief. There was an early try to Sivo. Brown got the second in the 23rd minute for 10-0. Ravalawa got it back to 10-4 just after halftime, and then no one troubled the scorers until Moses kicked a penalty goal in the 70th minute. Slow down, man.
That's far too much. Story.
It was just so amazing. It was an amazing game, but I think I've said enough probably because we could talk about this all day. But I will wrap up by saying I think this round overall is a perfect indication of where pretty much every team is.
Really?
Yep. I think the four best teams, Seagulls, Storm, Raiders, and Rabbitohs, they are on the ladder. They're not a better team, in my opinion. They all made statements with big wins, and then Titans got thrashed. All the very average teams got thrashed. I thought it was
the Bulldogs won their game.
Yeah, well, that's telling.
They're on the up.
You see, well, what's definitely telling about that is the Panthers lost, and I think that's a good summary of where they're at.
And the other thing, this round was a complete opposite of the previous round. The previous round was I think there was one game that was a blowout, and the rest were within sort of 2 to 6 points, winning margins for all teams. And this one was just, it was huge. Big scoring.
I loved it.
Look, you're not wrong. The Bulldogs lost by 8 to the Roosters, and the Panthers lost by 12 to the Raiders in that round. But anyway, I agree with the rest. Good job. All right. Let's move on then, shall we?
Ooh, the sports trench.
Ooh, indeed. Boys, quick question. How do we fix the Titans?
Can I say we don't fix the Titans and just get them out of there?
Yeah, have you ever heard of a town called Perth?
I have heard of a town called Perth.
That's where they should go.
I don't think they're going to Perth. I probably agree more with the statement of moving them to the Central Coast.
We'll move them to Ipswich. Move them second, like an actual second Brisbane team.
Well, they're not going to move them to Ipswich.
But why not?
Well, I don't think you can
move. Are they going to move them more to this? Is Central Coast more of a viable option than Ipswich?
I think like, so. I think they've got a better juniors. They've got a decent juniors base. And I reckon make them the Central Coast Bears. It sucks. And it sucks like because we've talked about all sorts of teams, you know, relocating and merging and stuff like that. Like, we've talked about Cronulla moving to Perth. They won the title, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And that pretty much put the kibosh on that for them. You know, it's been talked about for the Raiders to move previously when the crowds were down and they weren't playing well and stuff like that. And it's tough for fan bases, whoever that's going to happen to, and you're going to alienate people. But the Titans are the fourth attempt at, you know, an NRL squad on the Gold Coast. It's just not happening. It doesn't work. That stadium's crap too. It's too far away.
It's fifth attempt. There's been 5 incarnations of the Seagull, the Gold Coast. It was the Giants originally, then it was the Seagulls, then it was the Chargers.
Yeah.
And then it was, what else did they do after that?
I only had those three.
And then, I thought there was another one.
And then the Titans.
So the Chargers were in the Super League.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't work, does it? No. It's rubbish.
Well, where the stadium is doesn't work. Like, it's well out from anywhere. And if you were going to, you know, get people to go to it, you know, it's difficult to get to.
But just in general, name me a successful successful Gold Coast franchise in any sport that's actually stayed.
Gold Coast Mariners. I don't know if that's a real team. I'm pretty sure.
Central Coast Mariners.
Okay. Gold Coast have a soccer team, don't they?
No, they got rid of it. They're gone. They had one.
Okay.
The Suns are still there for the AFL, but they haven't set the world on fire. Like, it doesn't. The problem is the Gold Coast, there's so much more to do than sport up there, and no one cares about sport on the Gold Coast.
Yeah. Nose beers. That's all anyone gets.
Exactly right. And so there was an NBL had a franchise up there, gone.
Yep.
They just cannot keep a sporting franchise there because it's such a tourist spot as well. Like,
yeah, most of your people are flying in from elsewhere. And if you've got grounds that are difficult to get to, which they are, it doesn't work. And you don't have winners. You haven't built winners. You haven't given them the opportunity to, you know, build sides. Like the Suns, as opposed to what GWS got, GWS got the biggest haul of picks ever, and they've been, you know, solid for, you know, the last five years.
Mm.
The Suns got Gary Ablett that they thought was going to, you know, you could build a club around one player for, you know, $1 million a year. And they figured out you can't do that against a guy who's aging.
He's still a very good player.
He is, but like, you can't build a side around that and, you know, like one first round pick or whatever. It was more than that. But it was not the haul that GWS got. So anyway, yeah, look, the Titans don't work.
Look, I don't want to try. I mean, you know, giving up on a team is a bit rough. But honestly, if we're realistically in the NRL, I mean, the NRL is not going to bail them out again. They've already bailed them out once. And they're probably, I mean, who knows if they're still giving them some sort of funding to stay afloat in the comp. But honestly, I can't see a reason why Brisbane itself shouldn't have another team in Brisbane. Whether it's I strongly think that whether you move the Titans or you just open up a different franchise, but I think Brisbane deserves a second team in Brisbane itself.
And if you're going to keep giving Queensland a crack, like the Gold Coast isn't working, but there's other regional areas where there might be a market. Like, you could try Cairns, maybe.
Nah.
You could try Rockhampton, something like that. Yeah. Sunshine Coast.
I don't think any of those are big enough to sustain a football side. Yeah. And North Queensland have the market on
those sides. But that's
like,
why I think that's
why. They, you know, guys, team people travel like 3 or 4 hours to watch the Cowboys every week. Like,
yeah, I don't think you'd want to even try and encroach on anywhere in that area. I think that's like Rockhampton, people would go from Rockhampton to go to Townsville for sure. Yeah.
Mount Isa.
There's nothing in Mount Isa.
There is nothing now.
Innisvale.
You're an idiot.
Okay.
Yeah. But I definitely think there's merit for at least having a study to look at a second Brisbane team within Brisbane. They can play out of
100%.
Play
agree,
out of Suncorp.
But
like,
I think you move the Titans to the Central Coast in the first instance. And then if you're going to bring in a Brisbane team, you bring in, I think you maybe look at, you know, a 5-year or a 10-year plan of you bring in a Brisbane team first and then you bring in like a Perth if you really want something out there. Like,
what you do, right, you bring in the second Brisbane team and the Broncos are on every Friday night anyway and you just have double headers at Suncorp until people buy into that second team.
I think people will buy into the second team because obviously the comp up there, what's it called, the Super Intrust Super Cup or whatever it is up in Queensland, I think, you know, there's some pretty solid teams up there.
Yeah.
And they've got some pretty solid, you know, like a fan base up there for teams. I'm not saying that they're all jump on board with them, but I think, you know, Sydney has, what's Sydney got? 5 teams?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Sydney, once upon a time was, you know, rugby league heartland and deserved having, you know, the 8 teams in the comp they did. But yeah, things change and your demographic changes and stuff like that. Brisbane should have a second team. Like, it can sustain a second team. They'll probably be bad for a while and they'll be the poor cousin of the Broncos. And it might take 10 years, 15 years for them to get up and really up and running. But I think you need to, in that market, put another team in.
Well, they got smashed on Friday night and there was still, I think the attendance was over 35,000 people.
Oh, they're always at the top.
Well, that's what I mean.
By a margin.
The NRL's worried about bums on seats, then, you know, it's a no-brainer to stick another team in Brisbane.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway. All right, well, we didn't fix the Titans, but we tried. But I don't think anyone can. All right, let's move on then, shall we?
I don't have a sweep ready, Pete.
Cool.
We just move on.
Round 21 preview time. Shock me. Thursday, 8 August, Cowboys versus the Broncos at 1300. Smiles, Woolsey.
Tua Lungi out, Gideon Gidler-Mosby in, Alex Glenn will not be ready and fit in time, so Gahamat Shibasaki is in, Tavita Pangai is the big in here. This has been a blockbuster in the past, but this time it's probably just pretty okay. The Broncos, pretty okay. I think, can bounce back and win by 4.
Yeah, I think the Broncos should bounce back. It's tough though the way they've been playing in North Queensland. Like, these two teams are both bad at the moment. So I'm going to go the Broncos by 6, but yeah, I got no faith in it. Murphy,
I'm trying to pull up my team list, Pete. It's not working.
Yeah, I need you to weigh in on this game, mate. the Cowboys versus the Broncos game. You got
to. Oh, it's one point. It's 1 point to the Broncos for sure.
Right, okay. Ooh,
that's what I needed you to do.
Oh,
first.
We're in 2015, are we? This is like, exciting.
I think they've had the most 1 point deficit games in history. Yeah, let's keep it going.
Anyway, yeah. Friday 9 August, Warriors versus Sea Eagles at Mount Smart. Muffy.
Yeah, as I said, I'm having trouble pulling up my team list here.
Look, for the Warriors, Adam Kieran's in. Adam Pompey, who the hell is that? Hayes Perham. I don't know who that is. Hayes Perham. All right. Mm. I think it could be Perham, but I'm
he's
not
a designer handbag. Play better defense.
Leah Vahapulu, Liggy Sau, Sam Lasone, out to Carl Lawton and Cody Nikorima. For Manly, Brendan Elliott, Jack Guzewski, Lachlan Croker, and Lloyd Perrott. All those guys, though, are on the extended reserves bench. Yeah, look, interesting game for the Warriors versus the Seagulls. I think the Seagulls could put on a score here.
Mm.
That's why I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
I think they could put on, you know, a 30 or 40 point game again. Ooh. I think the Warriors are giving up. And I think the Seagulls are playing good football.
Yeah.
I'm going to go the Seagulls by 20, but I honestly think it could be more.
Wow.
Which is big for me.
I like it. I like it. I've gone by 10.
Fair enough. Muffy, you going to weigh in on this one?
I definitely will weigh in. I got my team list up, by the way.
Oh, good.
Look, I think the Seagulls will win, but I'd be surprised if it's a huge margin just based on the fact of what happened last week. Surely the Warriors have got to put some pride back into that team. And I think, yeah, it's by Seagulls by 10.
All right, I'm going to up mine because I disagree with this statement. Seagulls by 30.
Yay! Yeah.
Look, they could. You're right, Pete. They could absolutely get flogged, but
Seagulls by 30.
Depending on what sort of resolve they've got, if I was in that team, I'd be pretty disappointed and pretty ashamed of the performance last week. So you'd want to try and right the ship in your own backyard.
Seagulls by 42. All right,
yes,
moving on to the Panthers.
That's what we want.
Friday 9 August, Panthers versus the Sharks. For the Panthers, it's lucky that you've got guys like, you know, Jed Cartwright and stuff like that who are on your bench. The big in, obviously, is Viliame Kikau. He's rejoined the side, and basically you need that guy more than anything else because without him, you're not going to win football games, basically. For the Sharks, no real big changes other than Fecky comes in because Dugan moves to fullback because Moylan's out. Other than that, they're
pretty. I'd say that's a bit of a big change.
And Josh Morris obviously is in as well.
Huge change.
So, okay. So, anyway, Sharks, look, they're just better than this side, particularly with Wade Graham back. And I could see them putting this Panthers side to the sword as well. But I'm going to go the Sharks by 6.
I've got them by 8, Sharks.
I've got them Sharks by 12.
All right, moving on. Saturday, 10 August, Dragoons versus the Titans at Nostrada Jubilee in a blockbuster for the round.
Oh, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, set your watches.
We're back at Nosferatu. I like it.
3 p.m. Saturday. Make sure you're near a TV because this will be an absolute blockbuster. Jai Arrow is back, which should turn the Titans season around in this run home to finals. Whit Breddle moved to prop. AJ Brimson is in for the injured Michael Gordon, and Arthurs is in for Don. James Graham will move to prop. Blake Laurie's out. Corfuzzi will start, and Ford will make his debut off the bench. Dragons by 16, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm going to tip the Dragons by 10. I think the Titans will be a little bit better, and these are two bad sides.
Yeah, just on the Michael Gordon injury, it's feared that he may not play again. They're not sure. He hasn't announced that he's going to retire, but there's thoughts that this may have been his last year. I think he was off contract at the end of this year. So it would be a sad way to go if he doesn't get back on the field this year because he's been a stalwart of the game for many clubs and it would be a shame not to see him go around again. But in the end, he's probably happier sitting on the sideline and not being a part of this dismal Titans team. In saying that, I'll stick with everyone else. I'm going to go to the Dragons. Let's go by 12. But who knows? They could end up losing. You just never know.
Yeah, you don't know. All right, Saturday, 10 August, 5:30. Another game to set your watch to. The Eels versus the Knights. For the Eels, there's no real changes from that side from last week. And we've got a similar issue for the Knights.
A similar issue.
Yeah, it's a similar issue for the Knights. Mm. I think it's similar when you don't make any changes.
Well, it's similar. I don't know whether it's an issue, though, is it?
It's an issue.
No, it's an issue.
It anyway, is a big issue.
Exactly. Anyway, look, Knights have been bad. Eels have been better. Knights could come out and win this game, though, and they really need to. They're playing for their season, but I'm going to go the Eels by 2. Bankwest is becoming a bit of a fortress for the Eels, which is good to see.
Knights by 2.
Ooh. Any thoughts? Any reasonings? Just because it's a big
I just think they're a little bit better.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen where the two teams are on the ladder?
Yeah, I have. I have. But that was a lot of that was a hot start from the Eels. And the Knights did suffer over Origin.
I don't know. The way they've been playing recently.
Nathan Brown out. That will hurt.
All right. Buffy, you want to weigh in here?
Yeah, I'm going to go the Eels. I'm going to go Eels by 6. What I don't like in this Knights side is I don't like Mason Lenore in the halves. I think he's a real problem for them.
Which is surprising because he was really good for the Warriors last year.
He's just, I just don't think he's...
Consistent enough.
Yeah, I mean, Kurt Mann has been a better...
he's not been consistent either.
Yeah, but he's been better than Mason, guys Mason Lenore. Yeah,
I think that's a problem.
What did I say? Eagles by 6.
You did say that.
Let's do that.
All right. Saturday, 10 August, Bulldogs versus the Tigers at ANZ. Muffy.
Oh, issues galore here, Pete. There's no changes.
Oh. Woo!
No, there is a small change. Adam Elliott is out.
Well,
with
that's
a finger
an issue.
Injury.
That no, it just, is an issue for the Bulldogs no, that Adam Elliott is out.
I don't think it's an issue at all for the Bulldogs. Yeah. I'm quite happy that he's
probably
not
better. Anyway.
Yeah, so he's out with a finger injury. Chris Smith comes in.
The accountant, he's in.
Locks at that lock position. And Raymond Fatala-Mariner will come in finally onto the bench. And for the Tigers, there is absolutely no change.
That's an issue.
It's big.
Issue.
So what do we think? Do we think the Dogs can do it again?
Nah, I'm going the Tigers by 4.
No, 6. I'm going to Dogs by 6.
Yeah, look, I think the Dogs have been better recently. I think, you know, Meany and DWZ have been really good. Remus Smith has been good. You don't have Marcello out there anymore ruining your games. But I just think the Tigers are a little bit better. Like Corey Thompson, someone you let go, has been phenomenal this year. You know, Nofaluma's been back and making big meters, and Benji has just been really good. And Fulsey said Luke Brooks, he liked the look of him recently. And
I like that look.
I like the look. The problem with the Bulldogs is they cannot score points. They are by far and away the worst attacking team in the comp this year. Their defense has been pretty solid. At the start of the year, it was a bit suspect, but they've really tightened that up. But the problem is they need to score points. Yeah. So against teams like the Tigers and stuff, I think you've got to score at least 18 to 20 to be in the running, and I'm just not sure if that's
viable
in their makeup at the moment.
No, fair enough.
But I'm tipping them by 6, by the way.
Yeah, fair enough. Fulsey, did you tip here?
Yeah, Tigers by 6.
All right, okay, let's move on then, shall we? Sunday, 11 August, in a blockbuster.
Where are you going to be, Pete? What are we going to do? Are we watching it?
Look, I'm not going to the game. I'd like to, but I can't be bothered. No, I'll probably sit at home with a beer and watch it on the telly, I think.
You don't want to...
It's a bit too cold. It's going to be real cold this weekend. Not about that long.
You wouldn't rather come watch me dominate at Sunday basketball?
No, not even a little bit.
Absolutely
not. Ah, okay.
So... Raiders versus the Roosters. We didn't even get to that. We probably should get to that. Fulsey, you've got the team list here. I do.
This is the actual blockbuster of the weekend. I am very keen to see how this plays out, and I think everyone who is an NRL fan is as well. Kotrick and Sutton are in. Oldfield and Gullar are out. Joey Leilua is close. Jared Waerea-Hargraves is back. That pushes Tedovano to the bench, and Lindsay Collins is gone. Canberra are one of three teams that I think can challenge the Roosters. I've got Roosters by 4, but I'm going for Canberra, Pete. That's where my heart is. Raiders.
That's where my heart is as well, to be honest. I don't know. Head definitely says Roosters, but the heart says we're a chance. just looking at that spine, though, I think their spine has a little bit more than ours. I think, you know, if you look at those key positions, I think Teddy's better than Nickel Klokstad, despite how good Nickel Klokstad's been. Kiri's better than Jack White and would have been the New South Wales 5'8", mm-hmm. if, you know, otherwise. And Kronk's better than Caesar. And mm-hmm. so I think those...
But you left out one there.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, Hodgson is better than Varels, like, in that spine. So, you know, the Raiders have, you know, win one out of those three matchups. And then I think you can sort of argue the other ones in the forwards are sort of 50-50. So, look, I'll go the Roosters by two, but the Raiders win, I wouldn't be surprised. Raiders get smacked, I wouldn't be surprised.
This is the start of a blockbuster Sunday. I'm going to go with the Raiders. I think Raiders at home, it's going to be such a tight match. But again, if they are really want to be contenders, then this is the time to go, right, this is what we're doing. This is our finals. This is finals football mentality right here. So hopefully the boys will be up for it, and I'm going to go the Raiders by six.
All right, moving on then to the last game of the round and the second blockbuster of the day. Well, speaking of Foolsy, Souths aren't even that good. But the Rabbitohs versus the Storms at Central Coast Stadium. And Muffy, this one's you.
Oh, it's me. Sure. Wayne Bennett stuck with his same 17 players. Obviously lucky to keep his captain, Sam Burgess, who did not get suspended. For the Storm, as mentioned, Christian Welsh unfortunately suffered that knee injury, so he's out. So Tui Kamikamika comes into the 17, Pete.
He does.
Now, is there any chance that the Rabbitohs can win this game? Personally, I think probably not. Central Coast, I don't know if the Rabbitohs played there very often, have they?
They have played there once or twice before, but yeah.
It seems a bit of a weird...
They love a good Cairns game usually and things like that, but yeah, anyway.
So yeah, I've got no stats on the Rabbitohs at Central Coast because I'm not sure which games they played there. In saying that, look, based on the performances over the last few weeks, you have to think that the Storm will do this, maybe not comfortably, but I think it'll be one of those grinding Storm wins. I don't think the Storm will probably put a whole heap of points on, but I think the Storm will get up by six.
Yeah, I think the Storm are going to get up by eight. I just don't like Dewey at the fullback there. I think they need Johnston. And I think they're still missing a Burgeye. If they had, the trio of Burgeye, I think they'd probably...
Yeah, they are getting run over in the forwards, and it's... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Totola's been really good this year, but when you got Totola and Tom Burgess as your only sort of two viable props, and then you got guys like Liam Knight and Mark Nichols coming on, and, you know, Ethan Lowe and Kyle Turner, who are solid second rowers, but they're not, you know, props.
Yeah. So. And Cameron Murray, he's probably been there...
He's been phenomenal.
Their best forward. The other thing is, I don't think I've heard anyone mention, in commentary or otherwise, the John Sutton at all this season, and he's played every game. I just don't know what he's been providing. Whether he's just going about his job or what, I haven't paid any attention to him. But
he's just doing his job. He's getting old. That's an issue. But he does just do his job. Runs straight hard lines out on the edge. Like you know, sometimes those edges can get phased out. It just depends on what your half and your 5'8" do. He's on the same edge as Cody Walker, and you know Cody Walker hasn't been playing great since that Origin round. And I think the whole thing for South is if Cody Walker's going well, then the rest of the side's going well, and he's not going well. Did you tip?
I tipped Melbourne by 12.
Okay, good job. All right.
Thanks, man.
Let's move on then, shall we? We can have a quick chat about what the hell is happening in Supercoach, eh?
The Sports Trenches Fantasy Overview.
Lads, business end of the season now in the leagues, and it's only business time for one main person, and he isn't even on the show anymore. Rangers is leading Sports Trench League One. He's in first. Slippery Balls is right behind him, so you better watch out for those. Arkham's inmates, other than that, boys, then it drops off pretty much. Myself and Alex, I'm done. I'm officially done in League One. I'm in 13th and cannot get into the top eight. Foolsy, you're a chance, but you need a lot of losses above you.
Yeah.
And you need a big win.
I believe there's two rounds left, Pete.
Yeah, there is. Like, okay, so good. There's one after this round.
So I need two wins.
Yeah.
And losses.
Yeah, I think you're dead.
I'm done.
Yeah, I think you're dead. All right. Muffy, really good year for you in League One this year. 19th.
Ooh, hot dog. Did I win last week?
With, I don't know, like...
probably not.
You're in 19th, so probably not. No. So anyway, look, League Two, Rangers again. It's just having a year, Rangers. He's first at the moment. He's 2 points clear of next. Like, he's killing it. Barbarians and Wood Raiders are the next two in line there. Fulzy, though, you're 10-8 and you're in fifth.
Ooh.
Yeah. Having said that, you're also in 10th. Because
that's not what I wanted to hear.
So you've got to make sure you win some games there. Again, I'm on 16 points and probably done in 13th. So I'm consistent. I'm 13th in both leagues. Yeah, that's what you want. Muffy, you're much better in League Two. You're 15th.
Hey, yeah. I got a, is there a mathematical chance, Pete?
No, not even a math. I'm out and you're behind me.
Can we use, can we have like a joke around where you...
No.
Oh, okay.
So, essentially, that's where we're at the moment in the super coachings.
So, I should just give up, is what you're telling me. Yeah. Just don't even bother putting a team
100%.
Or go for the best team of the round. Go for the $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. I don't think you're going to get that again. You did it only once.
How many times?
More than anyone else.
How many times have you done it?
4 or 5. In an interesting matchup in League Two this week, Fulzy, you play Muffy, and that could, if you lose that,
Okay, this is my motivation. Here it is. I knew there'd be something at the end of the season.
Oh, God's sake.
So that's probably the key matchup this week in Sports Trench League Two. In Sports Trench League One, I play Rangers this week, so I could just ruin things for him. So I'll give him a big touch up.
sounds like that's probable.
It's not the slippery balls he has to be worried about.
Nope. It's the big bad Pete.
It's the Zika knee.
It's the Zika knee. The Zika knee is coming. Other than that, Muffy, you're playing Still Thinking, just so you know. Fulzy, you play the Grey Hammers. Don't know what that means. Oh. It means nothing because we're all done in that league, pretty much. Other than Fulzy. Okay. Fulzy's got a chance. Got to beat the Grey Hammers, man. Just
thanks.
Say no.
Thanks, dude.
No worries. You got a tipping comp update?
Oh, mate, speaking of Brendan's, it's a good old-fashioned battle of the Brendans at the top here. Rangers is 3 points clear.
No, he's done. He's got that.
Oh, but Haynes Lunch, other Brendan, he's in there. He's got 100.
Yeah.
So there's only 3 points. He's chasing him down. The Hayne playing Chris, he is third. Premium Den Matt, fourth. You're the best of our trio, and you're in fifth. Surely you can't win, but you're looking respectable there. Then down to me at eight. Then Muffy, he's crawled his way up to 11th. You can beat me. Actually. I was going to say beat Pete, but no.
I've been picking some upsets, but then I've also been picking not upsets.
Look, we're not the worst.
So I think I get one, and then I... Because I picked Brisbane, give them a chance, and then I picked the Bulldogs. So no one picked the Bulldogs, but everyone picked Melbourne.
See, if you can sneak into nine, we're all in the top half. That'd be nice for once, wouldn't it? give us some credibility.
We've never had credibility.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Anyway, all right, that brings us to the end of the super coaching, I would say. Sweep me? Sweep me, sweep.
Throw me the money! What you gonna do, Jerry? Throw me the money!
Ah, yes. Simona says Grevers should gamble. Fulzy.
Yep.
You were no good.
Oh, God.
Classic.
Wasn't it something easy I lost on too?
Yep.
It was me, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Muffy.
Sorry.
When Cam Bancroft...
I was still no good, technically.
Well, Steve Smith wasn't going to get me the 5-1 that I needed. Otherwise, Stevie for sure.
Yeah, and basically he dominated everything. Sorry, Muffy. So, you're 0-4 still, so that's not going well for you.
Cameron Bancroft got, I think he got 16 combined runs in two innings.
Yeah, 280 in two innings for Smith.
Yes.
140 in one.
Yes.
Yep.
Anyway.
He's good at cricket.
He is good at cricket. You're right, Alex. Good job.
Thank you.
No worries. All right, so we're on to me this week, which, is always dangerous because I play by my own rules and I don't follow no man for nothing.
Yeah, you don't follow the respectable gentleman's agreement we had at the start of the year.
Don't know who that is. Yeah. We never had an agreement. I never agreed. I argued with you.
Well,
anyway,
one.
So I've got some free money for my bet this week. Mm. This is free.
What do you got?
Seagulls -1.5.
Oh.
Into over 33.5 points. That is $2, and it is free money.
$2?
$2. Free money. Oh. I'm getting free money.
I don't get out of bed for 2-1. That is
excuse me.
Nonsense.
Yes, you do. yes, you do. Anyway.
I'm disappointed.
Free money. Speaking of free money, and that was from Garth, and I'm stealing it. It's my bet now. Unlucky. Oh. Five leg, same game, multi.
Mm.
Over 39.5 in the Warriors Manly game.
Yes.
Jorge Tuafua is anytime try scorer.
Yes.
Manly Sea Eagles 11-20 winning margin.
Yeah.
Manly Sea Eagles -3.5 first half two way handicap. So basically they've got to be up by 4 at halftime.
Or more?
Or more.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Way more. Time of first try. This is the one that always worries me. 8 minutes or later. I'm concerned because I think this Warriors side...
suck.
That's my concern. You're right. So, one house will get you 45 houses.
Is that 45-1?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a not bad one. That's pretty good.
25 houses would get you 1,137 houses.
Ooh. Mm. I wonder if you could... that last one is possibly the only worry. I wonder if you can bet either side of that.
Well, you could. Like, you could probably go, you know, 10 on one side and 10 on the other side and hope put 20 on and hope you come out with, you know, 430 either way.
Yeah. All right. I'm in.
Anyway, all right. Look, that probably brings us to the end of the show, lads. Thanks very much, everyone, for listening, as per usual. If you want to hit us up on Facebook, you can. No one will reply for a couple of weeks. No, look, we're getting better again. We're back on it. We're on, okay? Making sure of it. Other than that, enjoy the football and the blockbusters on Sunday.
Mm. Happy footballing, everybody.
May.
Oh, God.
Oh, well.
That was queer.
That's my new goodbye. Did you just go, that was queer, and then put this on?
Is this Harry Styles and his One Direction bandmates?
Yes. I don't... What's the song, Fuzzy?
Don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard this song in my life.
It's called Drag Me Down.
I like the...
It's got 481 million hits on Spotify.
Whoa. It's got some connotations to it, Drag Me Down. But anyway, I'm not going to go there.
Wait till the chorus kicks in. We might know then.
Yeah, I think I've heard this song already.
Of course, yeah. I don't think it's worth
banger.
481 million hits, I don't think.
480, you reckon?
81.
Oh, no, on Spotify.
No, you reckon it's just worth 480 million rather than the 81 million hits?
Yeah.
You reckon 1 million over?
Probably.
Probably too many.
Mm. Anyway.
All right, well, enjoy your weekend, everybody.
Okay, bye.